I'll read it, I think. Kirkby Lesocan Village Preservation Society once again has to register a strong objection to the proposal to build up to 210 homes at Burgess Estate, Turpin's Farm. After the recent approval of 240 homes at Kirkby Cross and 213 already under construction in Walton, with no mention of any upgrading or roads or other services, this proposal makes absolutely no sense and is totally unacceptable to the local population, and enough is enough. The wishes and concerns of residents of the ancient village of Kirkby Lesocan have a right to be heard, but it seems that only developers have an opinion on the evolution of this area without any thought for our concerns. Residents, a large number of whom are elderly, wish to live in a rural area with adequate access to health services, emergency services and the police. These are not emotive issues, but simply plain practicalities about vital services which will be placed under enormous strain if further huge development is allowed. Developers' rights and wishes should not take precedent over those of local residents. Although roads are occasionally gridlocked, increases in summer traffic are tolerated as businesses thrive on visitors flocking to the beautiful beaches of Frinton and Walton. But to cope with an additional influx of traffic all year round, combined with peaks at school run times and the continual growth in local business traffic, is totally unsustainable on our pothole-edged roads as they are. In any event, we see no evidence of an increase in demand for housing over and above the natural and gradual evolution of the village. One fear voiced by many residents is that new homes will not sell and estates will become empty white elephants or full of resentful tenants moved by London landlords to live here, reluctantly miles from their families and friends. Before any further large developments are authorised, consideration must be first given to the improvement and upgrading of roads, as well as enhanced provision of services such as schools, doctors, sewerage, flood defence, police and emergency. Unfortunately, there is no evidence of any such sensible thinking. We only see evidence of developers' greed without any concern for the rights and wishes of residents of the village.
Thank you. Right. Now, Councillor Everett.
Picking up on the housing supply, you said that it was 4.4. At the recent CMC, there was some concern about the calculation of that supply in that the council was only using one of the three strands to calculate the supply. Can you confirm that you are in fact using all of the three strands within that calculation?
The calculation that we use to calculate five-year supply for the purposes of the National Planning Framework and the determination of applications is that we consider the objectively assessed need and what that would be projected over 5 years. We take an account of under-provision in previous years since the base date of those statistics, which take us back to 2013, which is the base date for the objectively assessed need. So we have to make a calculation for under-provision. Within it, we also have to include a 20% buffer over and above that requirement because tendering is a council that has had historic under-provision of housing, and the government requires you to apply a 20% increase rather than a 5% increase, which would apply to another council that does deliver high levels of housing. Within that, we have also included all of the consents and committee resolutions for major housing developments of 10 or more units. And to take account of developments of 9 or fewer units, which actually make up a big proportion of tendering's growth, we apply what we call a windfall allowance, which is a projection of how many dwellings are expected to be delivered on those smaller sites over a five-year period. And in tendering, it's quite a significant number. I think it's around 500 expected over a five-year period. So once you've taken that supply and you've deducted it from the objectively assessed need, taking account of under-provision and the 20% buffer, it comes out at about 86% of what we actually need, which is a 4.4-year supply.
Thank you for that. The objectively assessed need, the OAN, I remember at the local plan committee that there was a considerable amount of debate around that because of the statistics from the population statistics with significant errors within them. So can you tell me, please, what OAN we have used to start off this calculation?
It's the 550 dwellings per annum, which was agreed by the local plan committee for use in development management purposes. And members will be aware that in the draft local plan that's out for consultation, there are two options within that, one that is for 550 dwellings and then one for 600 dwellings per annum. Once we actually confirm exactly what the objectively assessed need is for the purposes of the local plan, we'll determine to extent how many sites are allocated in that plan. But for the purposes of development management and determining applications, it's the lower number, 550, that we're applying.
Right, further thoughts? Would remind you of the minutes, and I haven't got them in front of me, that we actually had for the last meeting where we started. I think it was Councillor Everett, and Councillor Fairley proposed and seconded them, was that the office should go back and ask for a reduction in numbers. Didn't ask from memory for anything else, but the other things that have been picked up were the entry onto Walton Road and the question of the pond and various other things, but they've been picked up. But I think the prime reason for going back last time was purely and simply the numbers. Now, given that the new dwellings are now shown on here, and bear in mind we're not actually discussing them, but they are now shown on here as detached properties, and that was another point that was brought up, I can remember, which seems to have been taken care of. I think we should be getting nearer now to a resolution. But if there's no further questions, Councillor McWilliams.
If you don't mind, I'd like to put forward another question, because it still does honestly concern me, and I think it does other members as well sitting here, is the number of houses. And we had, if I remember correctly, we did mention last time Martello, and how we went back again with them on three occasions, and they did listen to what we actually said at that particular time. I don't know whether that would be an appropriate move to make, that we go back again and ask if a further reduction could be made, because there is obviously concerns from objectors as well. But I just wonder, just something to think about.